Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By the way, we're here throughout the holidays every single day. Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, whatever other holidays are in there. You're going to hear us live every single night because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The phones are open always where you can bring up whatever is on your mind. There's a lot to talk about tonight. Got some crypto-related headlines. We haven't talked about the Bitcoin City thing yet. Plus, Chris, you're going to tell us about Sweden is looking to ban Bitcoin mining entirely. Now, they're going to be following in the footsteps of China because China has already done that. In fact, they've gone even further and banned pretty much all Bitcoin-related business.
Yeah, I don't know if they're actually going to do it, but that's, I think, what's being proposed. So
yeah, and I don't know. Do we introduce ourselves?
Nope.
Okay, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Okay, so let's start out with some crypto stuff, and then on the way we could talk. Again, there's all kinds of stuff in the news. There's apparently a big new variant. It's very scary of COVID, or at least they want you to be scared of it. It's called Omicron. And apparently, Joe Biden has banned travel from 7 African nations as a result of this new variant. So we can talk about that, too, because if you remember, during the Trump administration in 2020, Trump got a raft of S for banning travel from several Middle Eastern nations. He was called a racist by people on the left for that. So is Trump going to be, or is Biden going to be called a racist for banning people from African nations from coming in?
Yeah, it's interesting that some countries have, like, a quarantine period. Like, why would you ban as opposed to just maybe quarantine? I mean, if you're going to do anything, like, you think the less extreme step would just be to quarantine.
Yeah, they went straight to a ban, and that's because, ooh, new variant, very scary. So if you want to weigh in on any of these things, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. When you get a chance, Chris, pull up that story. We'll jump into it after El Salvador, which has been in the news quite a bit for the world of Bitcoin in the last few months. It was, I think, the beginning of September when El Salvador began not just accepting, but announcing that Bitcoin would be a legal tender.
I think it hasn't been in the news enough. I think it's like an odd thing that people have just kind of forgotten about it. But I'm not on Twitter.
It's been in the Bitcoin news.
Anymore.
It's been in the Bitcoin news. A story like that isn't going to get much more than a quick blurb in North American mainstream media.
Well, then, so how is it doing? Like, I know that it had a rough start.
Yes, it did. Their government wallet did not work correctly, which is what you would expect from anything that the government is behind, because government pretty much fails at everything that it tries to do. Honestly, I've not heard any updates since the first, say, 30 days, so I don't know if things have gotten better there with the government situation or not. We know that they have the ability to mandate that businesses accept Bitcoin. However, it may be that they are not actually mandating it on some businesses. For instance, you know, elderly people that might be, you know, running some sort of a small business that just aren't interested in having any kind of technology, you know, at their cash register.
Well, I'm interested in things like that. Like, are they going to mandate it? But I'm also interested, like, is the average person okay with this now? Because I know they were...
There were some protesters.
Protesting it.
There were people who, understandably, were upset about not so much Bitcoin, but the mandate of Bitcoin.
Are more people using it now?
These are great questions, Bonnie. I would recommend that you look them up because I have no idea. Like I said, I haven't heard anything since like the first month. I haven't been following it closely. You know, it's interesting to me, but there's just so much in the news. Again, the number here, if you want to weigh in, maybe you have the answers to Bonnie's questions, 603-283-6160. But the government gang in El Salvador has been busy when it comes to Bitcoin. They've been buying it. They've been taking taxpayer money, and they've been buying Bitcoin and then holding it in whatever reserves in the hopes that Bitcoin is going to go up in price. And, of course, over time, it seems like Bitcoin does tend to go upward in price. Now, recently, it has had a bit of a downturn. Today, I believe, it scraped almost as low as $54,000 per Bitcoin.
Sounds about right. Yeah, I think it went from, like, $57,000, $58,000 to $54,000.
From yesterday to today.
And it was higher than $60,000 for, like, a week.
Yeah, no, yeah, it was, so. Like, 2 weeks ago, it was up around $68,000, $67,000.
And that's the height of Bitcoin, like, in the history of Bitcoin.
So. Yeah, yeah, it hit all-time high maybe 3 weeks ago.
Honestly, you know, as far as Bitcoin's concerned, and the fact that it didn't go crash more than it did, kind of like, I don't want to say it's surprising, but it's good news because it means I don't know if people know, but are you guys aware that the apparently the stock market crashed today?
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. Supposedly there was a huge stock market crash today, and they're blaming it on this new variant. They said the variant's scaring people, made the stock market crash. So I was wondering if that might have anything to do with.
Well,
Bitcoin as well.
And I don't know how badly it crashed, but it sounds like it crashed pretty badly from what I've overheard effectively. And it kind of makes you think, you know, Bitcoin, you know, some people got scared probably who don't understand Bitcoin, but everybody else stuck with it. And of course, you know, its value almost stayed the same. It went down a little bit, but like in the scheme of things of like what we can expect Bitcoin to do, it's not outside of its normal range, like what you'd expect it to do on even like a daily or a weekly basis.
Yeah, you made me curious as to this the stock market crash. Exactly how bad was it today? I don't see any real, like, the headlines aren't shouting it. I mean, there's definitely stories about a crash, but it's not saying down 20% or whatever it was. So again, if you want to weigh in here, the number is 603-283-6160. But besides just buying Bitcoin, what the government gang there in El Salvador is doing is they're planning on starting a city that they're calling Bitcoin City. And here's a story from Coindesk.com. It's the only country in which Bitcoin is legal tender, although that probably will change in the next year.
Like, Brazil wants to do it, right?
I'm not sure.
You know, I was thinking Brazil, too, but I feel like Brazil would not be the country that would want to go that direction because they're very socialist. And
if not Brazil, maybe Peru, but I think Brazil.
I think you're right. I think it was Brazil, but that seems odd to me because it's very, you know, most of the jobs are, like, government jobs that are in Brazil, I think, something like that. And it's held back significantly because of corruption and, you know, yeah, that basically.
So they're going to build an entire city, so they say, based on the largest cryptocurrency by market value, Bitcoin. President Nayib Bukele told a raucous crowd on Saturday night at a presentation at Bitcoin Week in El Salvador. Bitcoin City, as it will be called apparently, will be located along the Gulf of Fonseca near a volcano. The government then plans on locating a power plant by the volcano to provide energy for both the city and Bitcoin mining, said the president. Now, why anyone would voluntarily move at the foot or the base of a volcano, I just don't understand. I mean, even if the property is dirt cheap, that seems really risky to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's quite as risky as you think, but it does seem...
Tell that to Pompeii.
As I understand it,
there are lots of volcanoes, though.
Sure.
I mean, yeah.
And sometimes they go off.
Yeah, I mean, but people live in Hawaii.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of places people live that are volcanic, you know.
Even, like, Washington, you don't know that Mount St. Helens, I think it is, isn't going to erupt.
I mean, yeah, and if we start talking about, like, you know, the more significant volcanoes, you know, like, almost all of the United States would be severely impacted if like Yellowstone went off or whatever. So I don't know.
And they say that someday it may very well do.
Right. I think they say it's overdue, if I'm not mistaken, to go off. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how bad. But it does. I think the bigger problem, as I understand it, with this idea is that there's, I think it's unproven. Like basically, in El Salvador that they can actually produce electricity, you know, using
the volcanoes.
Like it's untested in that region, I guess.
We're going to talk more about this because they got big plans. How are they going to fund this thing? Is it going to be completely government-owned? Private industry going to come in? There's a little bit more detail about this. Coindesk.com has the story. We'll share more of it with you, and you can join us as well at 603-283-6160. Plus, Hillary Clinton is attacking Bitcoin again. We'll tell you more about that coming up on Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Number 603-283. aboutbitcoin.com. You're interested in cryptocurrency? Well, now's the time to start learning about it because, first of all, the price on Bitcoin is down a little bit. So if you've been thinking about getting into crypto,
buy the dip.
Might be a good time to do it. You know, I don't like to make predictions. It could go down further. You never know. That's where dollar cost averaging comes into play, where you buy a little bit over time every week or however often you can afford to do so, and then you don't worry about what the price is. You just keep converting that government money into cryptocurrency.
And that works because...
Dollar cost averaging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's an interesting website. I don't know what it is offhand, but if you just search for dollar cost average Bitcoin, it's probably the first result.
Yeah.
And it's got a little calculator on it that shows you. You can look and say, oh, okay, well, if I bought $20 worth of Bitcoin for the last 3 years every week, what would that be worth today? Like, what would have been the investment that I put in?
Yeah.
What would that be worth to do? And, I mean, pretty much there's no way that you can lose so far in the last 13 years if you've done this. Now, again, that
right.
Past performance is not indicative of what the future might hold, but it's the idea is people freak out a lot of times over the price of Bitcoin. So, for instance, Bonnie's sister's interested right now, from what I hear, in buying some Bitcoin. It's like, well, even though the price is down, maybe you don't want to put all your savings or whatever it is you can afford to lose, right?
Right.
So you never put in what you can't afford to lose. You don't always want to do it all at once, because if you go ahead and let's say you got $5,000 saved up, you sink $5,000 in, you get roughly a tenth of a Bitcoin for that amount. And then, 3 days later, the price sinks down even further. You're going to want to, shoot yourself over that.
So you're going to want to sell to pay your rent.
Or you'll feel desperate about
that. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Whereas, of course, we know that it's likely, it seems, based on the past again, that if you hold on, it'll probably come back up.
Right. So it's basically the overall projection is an upward trend, even though it goes down too sometimes.
And so the idea behind a dollar cost average is you just set set your clock to it or set it on your calendar, like to remind you, okay, this week buy Bitcoin, next week buy Bitcoin, next week buy Bitcoin. You just don't worry about what the price is. Just spend the extra money. Like if you could afford to lose, $50 a week, if you would normally like spend that on alcohol and pizza. Or whatever, your coffee addiction, or whatever it is that you're into, and you can afford to just forego that, and you put it into cryptocurrency, then you're just acquiring some small amount over time, and you're accumulating, and if indeed the price of this stuff trends upward over time,
over years,
you'll do fine.
Yep.
In fact, you'll do very, very well
yep.
if the past holds up. I don't know if that's the best explanation of dollar cost averaging, but that's
the website.
Best I can do.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You can use this website as dcabtc.com.
That's
so
the one.
dcabtc as in Bitcoin.com.
Yeah. And that one only looks at Bitcoin BTC. Obviously, there are many other choices out there. But go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page, and they will help you understand the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And you'll understand some of what's important to know, like what's decentralization all about. What is it that makes cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different from government monies that we've had for generations? And why is this better? So head over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, or just go to their news site if you want to get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. In fact, that story that I'm going to tell you about Hillary Clinton attacking Bitcoin is from Bitcoin.com's news site. So we'll get into that coming up here in moments. But right now, Coindesk.com telling us about the Bitcoin City, according to the dictator of El Salvador. Now, he's supposedly an elected person, but there's a lot of people that are not happy with this guy and how he's been stripping away various different sort of rights and systems in El Salvador. But according to him, Bitcoin City will be a full-fledged metropolis with residential and commercial areas, restaurants, an airport, as well as a port and rail service. The city will be laid out in a circle, like a coin, and in the city center will be a plaza that will be host to a huge Bitcoin symbol. The city will have no income, property, capital gains, or payroll taxes. So...
Well, and why is that?
Because I think they want to attract Bitcoin people there.
Hmm.
It sounds fanciful to me, but I don't know. It's like it's one of these things where it's like I don't think that's necessarily an impossible thing to occur. It's just that it would need to be privatized, right? It would all need to be done in private hands, not government coming in.
Right, because if it's government that decides what goes where, then it's going to be just an absolute mess.
Yeah.
It's going to be way more expensive, of course, than they're planning on it going to be, and it's going to just be a bureaucratic nightmare to try to, jump through whatever hoops you need to jump through to get a house built or get your business located there. So, consider me pretty skeptical about Bitcoin City. However, if they don't botch this up, if they do as you're suggesting, Chris, and they actually, take their government hands off of this thing and let some private people somehow organize this thing, I don't know how that would look. I don't know what that would be like, because it's already sounding centrally controlled. Well, it's going to be a circle. But on the other hand, if they do actually hold to their promise here that there'll be no income, property, capital gains, or payroll taxes... Now, I don't know so obviously there could be a sales tax in there, right? So, what are some of the taxes that they can go ahead and implement if they can't do those specific four? I suspect they will be doing that. But if they actually do successfully implement no income tax, no property tax, et cetera,
no taxes,
if they can do that, then they effectively have what our co-host Mark Edge has been looking for the last several years, which is one of these economic zones, one of these special economic zones. Now, my biggest critique of the special economic zone has been, well, how can you trust a government to honor its word? That's the whole idea behind the special economic zone. Is it's, oh, well, we're not going to have all the normal taxes on this one, plot of land.
And I think that's a little less of a concern if it's the government's idea. Like, in this case, it seems like that's what the president or whatever he has wants to do.
The problem is, what are they not telling you, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
What happens when it's a different president?
This is one of the things with these special economic zones. You migrate from one president to another, from one regime to another,
mm-hmm.
and, you're good under one regime, but then the next regime comes in, and then you're no longer good, and it's like, unless you have your own army to protect you, your own defense forces, you can't defend against the new regime.
They'll come in and take what they want.
If I was allowed to, not pay taxes and have all my friends who were into crypto move to one place, I would pretty quickly want to start, getting that kind of stuff together.
Defense, you mean? When you say that kind of stuff, what do you mean?
Yeah, like defense, security, stuff like that. So, I mean, it would be a lot easier to do that without taxes in the way.
It's interesting. What's the kind of next El Salvador? Honduras?
Yeah.
I think on Honduras, the security is supposedly being left up to the, in their special economic zones, up to the people who start that special economic zone, I guess.
That's what you would expect.
Right. But I am curious as to, what level of armory are they going to allow you to have? Like, can you bring in your own planes and tanks and things like that? Or is it just, small arms?
So they have a plan here on funding for this thing. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. If you want to weigh in on the thought on Bitcoin City, the plan down in El Salvador, you're welcome to join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden issuing a travel ban to restrict incoming travel from South Africa and seven other countries beginning Monday as concerns over the new Omicron coronavirus variant continue. Dr. William Schaffner is with the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Division of Infectious Diseases. Tells CNN this is a variant we need to be concerned about.
Clearly is a variant of concern. That notches it right up there. They're concerned about how rapidly it is spreading. They're concerned whether it causes more severe disease. And, of course, they're concerned about whether our current vaccines will protect against it.
President Biden did call former President Trump a racist when he restricted travel from China during the early stages of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. It's Black Friday, which is the annual start of the holiday shopping season. This shopper telling Fox News he usually stays home, but he decided to venture out today.
I like doing my shopping more online. I'm just out, you know, just to be out. But I know the issue with the supply chain is a big issue. I know we have a lot of demand and the supply is there, but it's just like the shipping. That's going to take some time because there's not that many truckers that can go out and ship to everybody.
The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend up to $859 billion between now and Christmas. A mine explosion is rocking parts of Russia.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including six rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
A center plaza with a huge Bitcoin symbol.
The thing I like about it being a circle is supposedly, according to mythology, that's what Atlantis was like.
Yeah, well, there are definitely some circular cities out there. Some people do say that it's a fairly good organizational structure. But the problem is when government makes choices for, you know, the market, they usually end up failing.
Yeah.
And so this could be a total disaster. But, on the other hand, they are saying a city will have no income, no property tax, no capital gains, or payroll taxes. So, obviously, they are looking to get people to move to this place from outside of El Salvador.
It definitely sounds too good to be true.
It does. It does. So we're definitely going to, like, I'm sure we're going to hear more about this as it develops. We'll get into more details here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. I do want to say thank you to Dale, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. She's using the AMPS program to become a gold level AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It's a way to help advertise, market, and support Free Talk Live and promote us as well to help get the ideas of liberty on more radio stations, more people's internet connections. So if you like what we do, you can join Dale over at anps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, and all we ask for is $5 a month. She's doing at least 10, so thank you, Dale, for that. See, and Bonnie and Chris here. Back to the story here from CoinDesk. So the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, said that El Salvador plans on issuing, here's how they're going to fund this, a $1 billion Bitcoin bond, a tokenized financial instrument developed by Blockstream, which is a company that a lot of people have been critical of when it comes to their developments on the Bitcoin network. They're the people who've been promoting this, I'm not going to call it dead in the water, but less than, I would say, for at least to me, interesting Lightning Network. There's a lot of people.
Oh, those guys, yeah.
Yeah, that's them. A lot of people are really into this Lightning Network thing, and it's still, in my opinion, isn't ready for prime time, and it's there's a lot of really good critiques of it, like that it's centralized.
It just seems so unnecessary.
And that it's unnecessary, and it's been taking years, and it's not even real Bitcoin. It's like off-chain transactions that are issued or taken dealt with by centralized entities, central servers. It enters into a lot of problems. But anyway, those
you know,
are the people.
What hasn't been taking years and what doesn't have a whole lot of problems and doesn't have a lot of fees is just Bitcoin Cash.
Dash, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, so many options out there that exist and are easy to use, and you don't have to get any kind of crazy, you know, Lightning.
Yeah, I think Bitcoin Cash and Monero are probably the two that are like Bitcoin Cash, you know, it's accepted everywhere, and Monero for like, it, you know, the privacy aspect of it.
Yeah.
No doubt. So here's what they plan on doing, though. They want to issue this $1 billion Bitcoin bond, and of that amount, half of it, $500 million, will be used to construct energy and Bitcoin mining infrastructure in the Bitcoin city, and another $500 million will be used to buy even more Bitcoin. At the cryptocurrency's recent trading price of about $59,000, as of today, it's around $54,000, that would bring the country's treasury stash to about 9,500 bitcoins. Because, again, they've been buying bitcoins for the last several months and holding on to them.
I still have to wonder, like, how are they going to pay the bond back? If it's not through taxes, is it going to be through the Bitcoin hopefully going up?
Maybe they're investing.
I mean, it sounds like a gamble. I mean,
it's a gamble.
It sounds like one that's likely to work out, but yeah. It's interesting.
It's bullish on Bitcoin.
It's definitely bullish on Bitcoin, yeah.
Maybe they're not just holding on to the Bitcoin. Maybe they're putting it into a liquidity pool and, you know, getting a loan back earning more on it.
I will say they are trying to get people to use it, and that does increase demand, and demand does cause it to go up. So,
yeah.
I mean, I can't blame them too much here.
It's an interesting proposal, right? Like, okay, so you're actually going to fund this through a bond instead of taxing people. Right? A bond is optional, right? Like, if you want to support this bond, you can buy into it. Isn't that the idea? I don't know, Bonnie. I don't know if they're going to restrict this to people in El Salvador only. I suspect this will be sold to anyone because...
Yeah, but doesn't the bond usually get paid back through taxes, through tax collection? When
that's
city
the thing. As you said, they're not going to be collecting taxes from Bitcoin City, purportedly.
Right, so the only other source would be other income, like the
city owns.
Well,
tax the rest of it.
Well, no, as you said earlier, the government owns Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
So they're going to spend $500 million of this bond to buy more Bitcoin, and then hold on to it in the hopes that it goes up.
Is that what the article actually says their plan is, or is it?
Yes,
it actually does. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I thought that was speculation on our part. Okay, so that's interesting.
Well, actually, they get into a little more about this bond here. So El Salvador intends to create a securities law and grant a license to Bitfinex Securities to process the issuance, said Blockstream in a press release. Samson Mao, Blockstream's chief strategy officer, told the audience that the $1 billion in tokenized bonds will be 10-year and U.S. dollar denominated and will pay 6.5% initially. Following a lockup period of 5 years, El Salvador will start to sell its cryptocurrency holdings and pay an added dividend to bondholders, he said. By the time 10 years have elapsed, the annual percentage yield will be 146%. Now, how he can know that, I'm not really clear, because if this depends on the price of Bitcoin going up, then maybe it won't be.
I feel like it'd be way more in 10 years.
Well, who knows what they're saying here? But most
of course, I can't know. I'm just saying, if I was just supposed to guess, and how else would he know? Well, other than a guess.
Clearly, they're not going to give all the revenue back to the bondholders, I guess. They're going to keep some of it for themselves if they're going to specify what they're going to give back to the bondholders. Mo said, based on Blockstream models predicting the price of Bitcoin. Okay, so that's
speculation. Okay. Yeah. So they're speculating that it's going to be.
They're speculating specifically that it will hit $1 million within the next 5 years.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something totally different because Bitcoin's at like 55,000 rand, I would say, yeah. And 140% of that is a lot less than a million. So, okay, they do have actual faith in Bitcoin going
up. They
do. I was a little confused.
And by using 500 million of the proceeds to buy Bitcoin and lock it up for 5 years, El Salvador is hoping that by taking so much of the cryptocurrency out of circulation for so long, that it will help to contribute to Bitcoin's price appreciation. Well, now let's be clear. $500 million of Bitcoin isn't really a whole lot of Bitcoin, right?
But, yeah. I mean, it's something that will be publicly known that it's locked down and it's still a
true.
Big chunk, so maybe that will help, like, safe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt. Certainly the more Bitcoin there is in circulation, or the less Bitcoin there is, the fewer Bitcoin there are in circulation.
Yeah. There you go.
The more likely that the price will appreciate. So keeping the supply low in that particular case. But $500 million, let's say they get them at $55,000 a piece. I mean, that's around 9,000 Bitcoin. I mean, no doubt that's a lot of Bitcoin, but the total amount of Bitcoin out there is 18 or 19 million Bitcoin. So, I mean, all things considered, $500 million worth of it is kind of a drop in the bucket as far as the entirety of all Bitcoin that's out there. But regardless,
instead of just being 9 million or 9,000, as we said,
roughly 9,000 Bitcoin.
9,000 Bitcoin just in some random people's wallets floating around that nobody knows the story of it. It'll be Bitcoin that people know as far as they trust the El Salvadorian government.
If El Salvador doesn't screw this up, they're going to be one of the wealthiest nations on Earth,
I
bet.
Interesting.
In a few years.
And meanwhile, the people that call themselves government in the landmass known as the United States, they're trying to make like huge restrictions on cryptocurrency, and they're not trying to be actually, grow
welcoming.
Wealth.
Yeah, they're not friendly. They don't want, crypto businesses here.
El Salvador doesn't have an interest in, they're using the U.S. dollar, so they don't have their own currency. Therefore, they don't have this interest in fighting it.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like governments, okay? And I certainly don't like this guy. I think he's probably a scumbag. But this is an interesting experiment. There's more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Coming up, Hillary Clinton on the attack again against Bitcoin. I mean, you know Bitcoin has made it when people like Hillary are actually speaking its name in just disgust. She hates Bitcoin.
And Trump and Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
All those people.
All of them. I think
hate Bitcoin.
Has Biden said anything about Bitcoin? I don't even
Well,
don't
with
know.
His new infrastructure bill.
Yeah, but he didn't write it.
Well, true.
So, I mean, did they actually speak about Bitcoin? Because she
Not
has
sure.
been. She
you know,
has been.
If Bitcoin was a person, I think they would be at the point of getting elected. Because it's always the people we hate that get elected to office, right? And especially people at the top.
But I like Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like
but
Bitcoin.
I don't know if that's a good analogy.
That's true, maybe not.
Well, I'm just thinking all of those haters. There are a lot of haters out there, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I
it
don't know.
It just means that Bitcoin is making it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to say.
It's the thing is, I don't know any regular people who are haters. They either don't understand it.
Right.
Or don't know anything about it, like they've never heard of it at all, or they like it.
Yeah, I think I saw numbers recently that actually a surprising number of people, 3 out of 4 or something like that,
yeah.
in the United States have heard of it. So we're getting past that point of... You know, it's not just in the initial phases of people not even hearing about it. People have heard about it, but I think you're right, Bonnie. A lot of people don't know anything about it.
You know,
the number can go up.
There's definitely a population out there that I think has a real hatred towards it.
Politicians and bankers.
Yeah, politicians
and
bankers.
Not real people.
Bankers.
That's why I said that.
I think there's people on the left that really hate it too. And I always find it interesting because it's like they read it's almost like they read the headlines and then they just assume it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a lot of the stuff in the headlines is just not not true.
Oh, you mean like the claim that Bitcoin's going to ruin the environment?
Yeah,
like
that claim? Particularly that claim. Yeah.
So stupid. When you can just be like, oh, there's, you know, airplanes out there flying people just to go visit their family so they don't have to drive. Not that I think that that's a problem, but when you can just be like, you know, asleep, not even caring about that, but then you think Bitcoin is going to destroy the environment, like you're just so easily tricked. Can't even describe it any other way.
And we're going to get into that because that, I think, ties into the story you're going to bring up here, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Sweden is actually, the government gang there is actually talking about banning Bitcoin mining. And I had not heard this story, but when you brought it up before the show, I said, oh, is it because of the supposed environmental effects?
Well, yeah, so this is interesting. So this is what the authority, so it's not, I don't think this is actually a bill that's being proposed, but this is a, the authorities is the way they phrase it in the story. And this is, by the way, this is from Euronews.next, and the title of the story is, Europe must ban Bitcoin mining to hit the 1.5C Paris climate goal, says Swedish regulators.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh, they want all of Europe to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Faced with a sharp rise in energy consumption, Swedish authorities are calling on the European Union to ban energy-intensive crypto mining.
Wow.
Erik Thedin, director of the Swedish Financial Supervisory Authority, and Bjorn? I have no idea.
Bjorn.
Is it Bjorn?
Bjorn, I believe is how it's Bjorn. Pronounced. I'm not an expert.
Bjorn, I'll go with that usage. Bjorn Reisinger, director of the Swedish Environmental Protection Agency, said cryptocurrency's rising energy usage is threatening Sweden's ability to meet its obligations under the Paris Climate Agreement. And this is really kind of funny considering that they're basically I don't recall exactly what it is, but it's basically all environmentally friendly, like all of their energy is coming from environmentally friendly sources like hydro and wind. Okay. And geothermal, that's what it was, geothermal. So it's they're not using coal and, you know, all these non-renewable sources. So it's kind of like, well, how is this going to prevent you from meeting your, you know, your Paris climate agreement?
Well, I'm guessing, again, I don't know anything about the Paris climate agreement because honestly, I don't care what they think,
yeah,
what they want.
Yeah.
But I presume there's some sort of goal to reduce or eliminate reliance on things like coal and natural gas or whatever.
Except that at least Sweden is not using those things.
You're saying that's not at all?
Right. They're already not burning coal.
Well, maybe there's some sort of goal to reduce the number of kilowatt hours or megawatt hours or whatever that the country uses. Just have people turn off the lights, even though it's
But it doesn't actually help as far as, like, you know, saving the environment, so to speak. I don't know. Anyway, let's keep reading. Between April and August this year.
Just because you think that doesn't mean that that's what they believe, right? Like, these people just want, they literally want people living in the dark.
Here's my speculation. My speculation is this is not an environmental thing, and they're just using the environment as an excuse to ban Bitcoin.
Well, if you think about it, it's a smart thing for the government gang to do, right?
Right.
So,
if they want to attack it, yeah.
Right, and they do.
Because it's a threat to them.
It absolutely is, and so that's why they're attacking it. But cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, and again, not all of them are using the same type of mining, so this wouldn't affect like proof-of-stake coins or whatever necessarily. But Bitcoin is not political, okay, just by itself. It's just a way to put the power of money into an individual's hands, and that could benefit. Obviously, libertarians see the benefit in that because we see the wider picture of this can actually undermine the state and the state's money and the banker's money and all that stuff. But, like, a leftist could see this as a way to empower communities, right? A leftist could see this as a way to empower a community, right? Because that's big on the left, right? Like, oh, our community. We could have our own community coin, and it could be a local thing. And it's not necessarily like a leftist thing to be in favor of government money, necessarily. And neither is it a righty thing, right?
So, no, it's definitely not either.
This is something that everybody, no matter what their political perspective is, unless they are actually working for the Federal Reserve or some other central bank, can get behind. And so this is a way for them to undermine that. that with the left specifically by saying, oh, yep, you might like this Bitcoin idea, but it's hurting the environment.
You know, yep, I think the only thing that makes it, you know, something that the left doesn't support, it has to do with, you know, either it's the authorities are telling them not to like it, right?
Sure.
And they're kind of brainwashed. Or two, they're dependent on the authorities having that power in order to do things like take money from one person and give it to another, mm-hmm, right?
So, I just feel like that's only the you know, the most intelligent left wing person is thinking the second way that you explain.
Well, because, like I said, it doesn't seem from a... To me, from a left-wing perspective, it doesn't make sense to me because it only benefits us all, right?
Yeah.
It only benefits the poor. It benefits everybody.
Yes.
So this idea that, like the left, I would think the left would, the people on the left would support it, right?
Me too.
But
this is why they're trying to undermine it with this attack because, oh, it's going to hurt the environment.
Yeah.
That's what it's been since, you know, they made Elon Musk take back his decision to accept Bitcoin or whatever it was. And then he said, oh, I'll take it when it's more environmentally friendly or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. That's been the entire MO of the media since Elon Musk made it, you know, jump in popularity recently.
Yeah, to me, this is the whole environmental thing just sounds like nonsense because
it's nonsense. The total of Bitcoin, like as far as the amount of power that Bitcoin mining uses, actually lower. We looked this up a little while back. It was earlier this year. It is lower than the amount of power or, you know, energy consumed mining gold.
Mm.
And it's lower also than the amount of energy consumed running the banking system.
Right, of course.
And, of course, we wouldn't need them all at the same time, so the banking system could just go away.
Shut that down instead.
The math that these people are doing to say it's environmentally harmful is actually misleading because it's like it's not taking into account, like, it's not a per transaction cost. It was how much it costs to mine that Bitcoin, but they're then taking it like for every transaction. They're using that amount for every transaction, which isn't really how that works.
That's confusing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it's very confusing.
But, look, there is a fair amount of power being poured into this, no doubt about it.
It is, but most of it is in the initial creation of the Bitcoin, but then that can be transferable from one person to another, to another, to another. So it's not that per transaction cost, you know, environmentally isn't really what they're saying it is.
But regardless, I'm going to go ahead and give it to, I'll go ahead and give you this, right? Like, there's a lot of power being used to mine Bitcoin. It is a power-consuming activity. You start doing Bitcoin mining, your power bill's going to go up.
And when has anybody ever attacked, like, Instagram or Facebook for using power?
Well, hold on. There's another problem with their argument, right? So you actually need cheap electricity. And where do you get cheap electricity? It's where there's more generating power than is demanded by, you know, by the, is otherwise, it's excess power, right? It's power that's not being utilized, that's already being produced effectively. So it doesn't actually hurt the environment the way they're thinking it does.
Correct. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And yeah, as Bonnie pointed out, what about these other huge industries and the power that those use? No one has ever criticized any of these other groups. It's only Bitcoin that gets attacked for this.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
state-of-the-art capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.